This is exactly right.
Forgive me for interrupting. I'm Bridger Weiniger, host of I Said No Gifts on Exactly Right. Each week, I invite my favorite people in comedy over to chat, and they always bring a gift. We're coming up on our 200th episode, and every episode is a gem. I have welcomed all kinds of great guests, including Cola Scola, Bowen Yang, Robbie Hoffman. It goes on and on and on. And you don't want to miss the 200th episode with the great Maria Bamford. What does she bring me? Find out April 25th. New episodes every Thursday. Follow I Said No Gifts wherever you get your podcasts.
Exciting, everybody.
Yeah.
I think we have time.
Yeah, we have time for a hometown murder.
Before you, no pointing yet.
Yeah, save it.
Karen has to tell you some stuff.
This is important. These rules, these are for you.
and us.
And us, mostly.
Mostly us.
Okay, you know the ones like you can't read it and you can't be so drunk you can't tell it and it needs to be local. We don't want to hear about shit that happened in Tennessee.
So Ohio would be great.
Right. Yeah, yeah. Statewide.
Mm-hmm.
And
everyone hates you.
Okay, you have to remember that if you get picked, everyone else in the room hates you. So don't fucking, that's not the time to shout out all your cousins and stuff. Like, just get up here and tell your story like you are on a clock because you are. Ready, go.
Okay, I'm picking. Can we get the lights up a little bit?
Whoa, hi.
She looks mad at you. You here in the leather, yeah, or the, whatever that jacket is. Yes. Go this way to Vince. All right. Don't be mad at her. Okay, you can turn the lights down.
Yeah, turn those lights down, please.
She'll freak
bye,
out.
Bye, bye.
Hi.
Did you see, oh my God.
What's her name?
What's your name?
Hi, my name's Lauren.
Hi,
come over
here,
Lauren. Hi, fancy pants.
Ooh, you do have fancy pants.
Can I say that I bought this bow tie specifically for the show?
Oh, yes, because it's from The Shining. Can I tell you a secret?
Yes.
Or it's not. It's an open secret. But this is the pattern on the back of my album cover.
Oh, that's great.
Hi. High five, everybody. Sorry, that was about me.
Where are you from?
I'm from Cincinnati, born and raised.
They love Cincinnati.
But now living here in Columbus.
Okay. Oh, okay. Yes.
A little for everyone.
Yep.
What's your hometown?
Okay, so this is the story of my biological father being the prime suspect in the murder of his best friend in college.
Okay.
And just for a little bit of side note, this was like 2 years after I was born, so life shit one right after the other happened for him. But okay, so this was like 96, 97, happened at Capital University.
Go accused.
Yeah, okay. So my bio dad, his best friend was Tony, who was the only other man in the art therapy department at the time.
Aww.
So obviously they're going to have to bond together because they're the only two men in that department.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so he was the last person to see him alive. And so like he's dropping him off at his apartment at like 1 a.m. because you do weird shit at like 1 a.m. I think you said they were getting haircuts or whatever.
you know.
So
late night supercuts?
Who the fuck knows?
Who the fuck knows is right.
Anyway, so he drops him off and then his best friend is proceeded to be carjacked and like forced to empty out his entire ATM by a group of three minors, by the way, who apparently each had a rap sheet like a whole page long each. Anyway, so then they like shoot him execution style in the back of the head.
Whoa.
And then find his car 3 days later on like Cleveland Avenue, which honestly is no surprise. It's like a sketchy area.
Oh, okay.
You guys hate Cleveland.
And not anywhere near Capital University at all. So.
Oh, okay.
But like, so while they're investigating this, my bio dad is put through all this bullshit. So like, when they come to question him, they take him out of his ceramics class. And if you work with ceramics, you know that you're going to wear the like worst clothing possible. So they put him in handcuffs and put him in the back of the squad car and take him to like the like to interview him and whatever. And so like he's looking hella guilty and like they fingerprint him and everything.
Overalls. Yeah.
And that day they were working with red clay, which is very unfortunate.
But so like they don't let him wash his hands and like drop him back off at class. And so like his next class, the teacher asks him to hand out all the graded tests. So each one has like just a little thumbprint on like the corner. And like so now he's looking hella guilty. And like at one point he's like rounding a corner and he hears the like principal of like the college or whatever talking shit about him.
Oh.
And like it's bad because like he's also like the son of a Lutheran minister and this is a Jesuit college.
Oh, perfect revenge.
Yeah, exactly. But like he clearly didn't do it is what I'm saying. Yeah. And like
he clearly did do it is what you're saying. That's what you just said.
But, like, I'm pretty sure the kids that did it are now out of prison because they were minors at the time that they did it.
Yeah. Do you know how young?
I don't know. Teenagers, for sure.
Shit.
Wow. How did they get caught?
I think they just followed the evidence.
Yeah. I don't get it.
Damn. Shit.
Can I end on a joke? It's
Please.
A really quick one.
Of course.
Okay, this is kind of an awful joke. You're going to feel slightly bad for you. Okay. So why do they not tell jokes about the Reverend Jim Jones?
Why?
Because the punchline is too long.
Oh my God!
Girl.
Great job.
You earned that
you
thing.
You fucking earned
it. Great job. Great job.
Good Vince or Mike.
There's Vince. Amazing.
Wow, that's how you do a fucking hometown.
Fuck. And then just end with just a touch of light humor. Beautiful.
A joke that we would get hate mail for, but was adorable.
That's
when
right.
She did it.
You do it.
So we appreciate that, because I want nothing more than to say that joke every day of my life.
Hi, hi, hi.
Don't trip. Don't fall down.
Hello.
Hello.
Oh, look. Look at her skirt. It's okay. Hi. It's a dress.
Are they
Hi.
Falling all the way down?
Karen, why are you falling? Karen, careful.
Yeah. You don't wear stay-up stockings. It's okay, guys.
Wait. Look at.
This is.
No, you guys have the cutest. What are you doing?
Stay in the forest.
Don't get hurt.
Stay out of the forest.
Is this from
so awesome.
Is this from Dangerfield?
No.
This is so cute.
We're acting like the one store we've been to is the only store in Melbourne. Is this from the one place we've been to?
Yeah. I heard you guys don't have any others. Hi, what's your name?
I'm Rebecca.
Hi, Rebecca.
Rebecca.
Where are you from? Everyone will cheer for you.
Thank you. The Yarra Valley.
All right.
I knew it.
Yes.
I knew it.
Yes. Yeah.
What's your hometown?
Okay, so I have a few, but I'll just do one.
If it's really good, you can do more.
Yeah.
Or if it's really bad. Okay, yeah. Go ahead.
I won't use exact names because I still live next door to my mom. So weird how you can't see anyone out there. That's so creepy.
I know, right?
No, I know. It's better. It's better.
Yeah.
Just look up into the light.
This is days off. Yeah. So basically, my mum and dad moved to Coldstream. I don't know if you know Coldstream.
Of course we know Coldstream.
They know it.
Along the Maroondah Highway. So basically high traffic area. And they start building this house. And there's an old little barn out the back. A little bit creepy. Mm-hmm. And basically where they're going to build the house, there's a big tree out the front. Big cherry blossom. Mm. Massive cherry blossom. And my dad's like, I really think I need to cut this down.
Why?
Well, where the house was going to be so they could keep the old barn.
Oh, right. Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
So the neighbor comes over and he's this big, massive guy, big beard. My dad's like a skinny kind of Crocodile Dundee.
Oh, yeah. We know him. We know him.
Yeah.
He can chop the tree down with this big knife.
Yeah.
Okay.
So you imagine this other guy that's massive and my dad's kind of skinny. Longer control problem. Anyway, so this guy tells him, don't cut down the tree. no matter what you do, do not cut down this tree.
Chill, dude. Sure. Yeah. That's super chill.
Yeah. And so Dad's like, watch me.
Oh. So,
the next day comes in with a backhoe, but the tree's been cut down. And there's a big hole right around the tree.
Oh, no.
This is really sus. Dad's like, what the hell's going on? So anyway, pulls up the tree, talks to the guy next door. Doesn't know anything, apparently. As you do. And then, so we build the house over the top where this tree was. Straight away, which is, ended up being my bedroom, mind you.
No.
There ends up being horrific hauntings. So.
No.
Yes. So this is like.
Sit down.
What happened?
What?
Everything.
So it starts off with my brother. So he's first in the room. So there's 10 years between my brother and I.
Okay.
So my brother Adam wakes up. There's these horrible, horrific noises in the room. Basically, this ghost likes musical instruments. Don't know if you'll believe in ghosts, but anyway.
Sure, I do now.
Doesn't matter.
My brother
Tell
starts to learn the guitar. So you learn the recorder at primary school, basically.
Sure. Yep.
Then you go up to the guitar. So by grade 6, he's like mastered this guitar. Every night, family wakes up to the guitar strumming.
No.
So 10 years on, I'm just born, basically, and my dad liked the ukulele. So he would come in.
You guys need to just not have string instruments in your fucking house anymore.
So basically what keeps happening is these horrible things keep happening in our family. Things like you'd be in the shower and shampoo bottles would come down on you.
Like one after the other?
Yeah. Like creepy as fuck. Like petrifying
shit, right? Oh my God.
Anyway, so eventually these things keep happening and I'm about 4 or 5 and I say to my mum, I feel like there's something wrong at the neighbours. There's something really strange.
I want to cry.
But she said it and she was in a nightgown and her hair was wet. And her eyes were white.
I don't know what's wrong.
Something's wrong, mommy.
So basically, the next day, we're all sitting down for dinner. And I actually sent you in this email as well about it.
Anyway, we read it. We loved it.
Yeah, totally. Loved it. So basically, the next day, we're all sitting down for dinner. Police come raiding through our house. They come through our house. They're basically like, if you have somewhere safe to put the kids, put the kids. So my brothers are older. We all went in the bathroom, stayed there.
What the fuck?
Dad gets out his knife, literally.
Yeah.
Yeah,
that's not a knife.
Yeah, this is
a knife.
Right. Yeah, it's like, you call that a knife? Yeah. And basically the police raid goes through our house to the next door neighbours. They go through the back paddocks. We call them paddocks. And then through the front
of the
house.
Fence? Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Got it.
And basically a body is found in their backyard.
What? This is and the big bearded guy's backyard.
Yeah. Okay. Big, the freaky guy.
Okay.
Yeah. And there's other bones that are found on the premises as well. They believe they were buried. There was tree roots through it.
Oh my God.
I know, right? It's like, ooh. Then, oh my God. Then, a couple years pass. So the father's been put away. At this point, his daughter is about 19, 20. And a body is found at Coldstream Tip. She's almost decapitated. She's been injected
Her
with battery
body?
Acid. Yep. Battery acid in a sleeping bag. Bound up with a phone cord, when we used to actually have phone cords, yeah?
Yeah.
Horrific. They can't move the body because the daughter, which they didn't know at the time, her name's Karen.
Uh-oh.
She has a thing where she always comes back to the body and every single time they've missed her. So they've moved the body and missed that chance of her coming back and trying to bury it or get rid of evidence. So they're like, we've got to leave the body. So they ring, they're talking to the mother and they're like, we can't move the body. I'm so sorry. So it gets quite emotional. The whole town is like, this girl, like, we don't know the body's being found. We don't know anything about it. It's all top secret.
Haven't they heard of a mannequin with a fucking picture taped on its face?
It's not the same.
Wouldn't know where she was. Anyway, so basically Karen comes back with dynamite to blow up the body. And this is
really quick. You're not a compulsive liar.
No.
I just want to check.
I don't care.
So great. She comes back.
Doesn't matter.
But this is like later on she does again with dynamite. She has a thing with dynamite.
Okay.
What?
So this girl had been, it was a drug deal gone wrong. Karen was a drug dealer and she had
and
a house in Lolita.
But this, wait, this, this is the daughter, daughter of the neighbor.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Prison.
So
got
Ian
it.
Was a really bad guy that hid the body underneath where our house was and then had a body in the backyard. And then Karen's the daughter who's in a almost, she's about 19, 20 by
okay,
now.
Okay.
So basically drug deal's gone wrong. She was living in Lilydale. She moved back in with her dad after this girl was killed. Now she gets the dynamite, comes back to blow up this body. Please.
It's not a solution.
Yeah. So when she comes back, basically the cops jump on her.
Mm-hmm.
So she's done for. She's arrested. Her boyfriend was waiting in the car. Now, when she does her statement, so basically she rats out her boyfriend, she got less time because she was making sandwiches in the kitchen while they were torturing this girl for 48 hours.
Oh.
It's repulsive.
Oh,
like,
my
that is
God.
Just... Yeah, so she got less time because of that. So disgusting.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I know, right?
And this, this is happening next door while you're growing up?
Well, no, so this is... So the daughter, she was mostly living at Lilydale. So okay. She's doing all these drug deals and stuff like okay. that. Whereas Ian had moved out, so just his wife was still there.
Okay, okay.
Okay, so basically, Karen then gets out of jail a few years later. Her boyfriend's still in jail. She gets dynamite to blow out her boyfriend out of jail.
Karen,
yeah.
Karen, there's like, other things
please,
in the world.
Stop.
Jesus
oh
Christ.
Okay.
Her mom's just, like, would you do the dishes? She's like, yeah, I've got the perfect solution.
Yeah. It's like, dynamite. It's just what she does.
Oh, my God.
So she ends up going back into jail, obviously. He does more time. Fast forward about, I think it was about 3 or 4 years ago. She ends up moving back in next door to my mom. But it's okay. She's a born-again Christian.
Oh.
It's all right, guys.
Amen,
it's all right.
Amen,
all
amen.
Forgiven. So
yeah.
Good.
Yeah, Jesus forgives
me. So, yeah. Like, all that shit.
the decks are cleared.
The thing that, like, wait, really fucks me.
Jesus does love dynamite, though. So.
Loves it. So, in the end, yeah, my mom still lives next door to them.
Oh, my God. Do you guys have them over for Christmas every year?
Yeah, no, like, what's 4th what? Of July like? Yeah. Just really tense?
They don't have that here.
Sorry.
Yeah, that's the story of the jewels. That
Whoa.
Was our last
wow.
day. So,
yeah. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
That was amazing.
Rebecca.
You guys, Rebecca,
Rebecca. Wow. Top that.
I mean.
Oh, no. Don't fall.
Spot her.
She's dizzy.
So are we.
Come on, honey. Get out of here.
Hey.
Hey.
Oh, hi. Hi, gal.
Hi, what's your name?
I'm Kristen.
Kristen? Kristen? This is Kristen. Come over here.
Okay.
Stand on the magic rug.
Okay.
Yeah. Here we go. Where are you from?
Here, Orlando.
Orlando.
Yeah. Nice, okay. Hometown.
Yep.
Okay, so this one is about my mom's best friend when she was like 20, 21. She went over to her best friend Catherine's house because they were planning her wedding because she was engaged, Catherine. She was engaged to this guy named Keith. And when they went over there, Catherine was missing because she had, I guess, to go and get hair dye or something, but she never came back. Cops come and they have found her body in the trunk of the car. She's been beaten and stabbed. And it turns out, I'm going to make it pretty short, it turns out that her fiance, Catherine's fiance, Keith's best friend, Danny, actually really hated Catherine and was in love with Keith.
Oh, shit.
Oh, fuck.
And, yes.
This is a new one.
Yeah.
Fuck.
Yeah, and but it gets even better. Well, not better.
Worse.
You guys get it.
Definitely worse. Definitely worse.
Yeah, definitely worse. Well, it turns out that he used to, like, Danny used to make fun of Catherine all the time. Because apparently we find out what happens.
Yeah.
But he also used to call her the lazy pig. Like, he would call her a lazy pig all the time.
That's not a fun...
They found her car behind a restaurant called the Lazy Pig.
No! Is that here in Orlando, or
it
was?
Not any longer, but okay. Yes, it was.
Fuck, what kind of restaurant was it?
I'm gonna go with barbecue.
Barbecue.
I don't know.
Wow.
Makes sense. That's good deduction.
Something.
Yeah.
But so yeah, it was my mom.
He did that on purpose, like to send a...
Yeah, no, it was a total message sent. They actually did not find out it was him until a really long time after. With Jeff Ashton, he was part of the Casey Anthony. He started a whole cold case thing in Orlando, and she was actually the very first cold case that they solved.
Wow.
So it wasn't until a long time after, but
like what, how many
we got
years?
Our guy.
Yeah. So, how many years was it?
I want to say probably a good 15.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it was like, because this happened in the early 70s, and they didn't find out until like more towards the late 80s. So.
Can wow. you imagine this whole time, your friend's like, Keith's like fucking crying and his friend's helping him, and then it turned out to be him. I was, oh
yeah.
my God.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, because right. he was, like you said, he was consoling and everything. And
what a creep.
Yeah.
Fuck. That's
and
crazy.
It was like definitely like a passion murder. Like.
And what was her name?
Catherine.
Catherine.
Her name
oh,
was Catherine.
Honey.
Which is what really matters.
Yeah, exactly.
Wow, so. That was horrifying.
Yeah. Yeah, the lazy pig part is what creeps me out.
Lazy pig is the fucking worst.
Yeah.
Oh, man, you would have loved that jewelry box. I feel bad now.
Oh, shit.
Because I was like, what if we give it to someone? And they're like, I don't want this shit. And then it's like, she would love it.
Yeah, this is pretty cool. I'm good with this.
Okay. Yay.
Yes.
Kristen, everybody. So good. Should we give her Vince's sunglasses as a gift? Georgia, I think it's you, right?
I am on a fucking roll, so don't ruin this for me, guys. Who has a hometown? Nobody? I think that the girl sitting next to our friends that helped us, yeah, in the toxic masculinity. Where'd Vince go? Vince is right there. Walk over to him.
Oh, there's Vince, everybody.
Got us a lovely charcuterie and cheese spread backstage.
Vince is our tour manager. He is George's husband.
That's right.
He does it all.
He does it. Which means we don't have to pay him.
No, we pay him.
That's
sometimes.
Hard labor. He's doing his hard labor for free.
His
so
hard
much
stark
salt
labor.
What?
His hard stark labor.
Oh, right.
That's so good. Hi! What's your name?
Ethel.
Aoife.
Hi.
Oh, that's cute. Aoife.
Here, center up.
Look at her shoes.
Let's do a nice stage picture.
Those are great.
Will you tell me your name, yep. Sorry?
Aoife.
Aoife?
Yeah.
Awesome. Aoife, everybody. Where are you from?
I'm from Kerry.
You're from Kerry?
Yeah.
Kerry. She's from Kerry.
Yeah.
You guys know it. Did she say it right?
I'm sorry, it's Kerry. Yeah.
Jesus.
Yeah.
Okay, what's your hometown?
So my mom is from Westmeath, and she's from this tiny village. Like, there's not even as many people as there is here.
Oh, cute. Fun.
It's called Cool. And
Cool.
Too easy. Sorry.
So a family from Dublin moved out there years ago, and the father worked in England. So he'd be back and forth, and then they just stopped seeing him.
Oh.
And then they moved away, and they hadn't really got involved with the community, so it was fine. Nobody cared. But then the daughter went to the Gardaí.
Multiple Garda. Got it.
And, message received.
Yeah. And told them that they had killed him a few years back and buried him in their garden.
Garden.
And then they dug him up and burnt him somewhere else.
The family did?
Yeah.
What dicks?
Okay.
And then she decided to go to the Gardaí because she found out her mother was having an affair with her boyfriend.
Her own boyfriend?
Okay, wait. Who's Hold related?
First of all,
let's start with
name.
Top.
No.
Yeah.
Wait. So when they killed the father,
yes.
Was it the mother's idea?
Yes.
And she
the mother and the boyfriend.
They trick the kids.
They trick the daughter the into daughter.
Killing
the
him?
Plan.
No oh, way!
No!
Oh my God. It's her cousin.
Oh, no, no!
What's who is it?
Sorry!
She looks nice. She doesn't look mad.
You better come up here right now.
I look so small.
She looks nice.
It was like just down the road from my mom's house.
Maybe you're related.
No way.
Vince! Go around here.
Oh. Hurry, 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 hurry. We gotta hear this. What the hell's going on?
Oh my God.
Move it.
This is unprecedented. It's her cousin. She said, she yelled, "It's my cousin," and then I was like, "Oh shit!" And then I saw her face, and she doesn't look angry, so we're good. It's gonna be okay. She was.
This is the great fear that we always
yeah.
have.
Yeah, we're really fucked up over this PTSD. Okay, Eva's
yeah,
doing
Aoife.
Great.
Aoife.
Hi.
What's your name? Christ. Wow.
Hi.
What's your name? What's your
That's
name?
Effa, right?
What is it?
Effa.
Shit.
Hi.
Hi.
Meet Effa.
Emma?
Oh,
yeah.
My
nice to meet you.
Okay. They're sharing
a... family are from Kula.
Do it in the microphones.
Okay, with their family, but it's our family's mic.
Fair enough.
Okay.
Private talking.
Okay, so your cousin... Who's your cousin?
Don't talk privately on stage, please.
We were going to email in about our auntie.
Uh-huh.
But we decided not to.
Did you want to say that probably?
But then Aoife came on stage and told all about her auntie.
Oops.
Okay, it's not an auntie that we talk to.
Okay.
Good.
Good.
Oh my God.
You know the kind.
Oh, we got those.
You know
but
the
we
kind.
We know what she's done.
Oh yeah. My God.
And we know she has a book. Or
oh, a book?
She wrote a book about it.
You don't get to do that if you're the murderer.
Wait, so will you will you run it down for us just really quick of
yeah,
like
we see we don't you don't
we,
talk about
no,
it?
No, no.
Do you see
everyone in Kula?
The parents, you ask the parents and they're like, oh
they
no,
wait, we don't talk about
no,
that.
We can't
oh,
tell
they
you
won't
about
tell
us?
You anything?
There was a bonfire.
Yeah. And the
there was also
were
a under patio.
Yeah.
Uh-oh.
And then they decided that wasn't that, good enough.
Oh,
so they brought
idea.
It up
let's,
and went to the pigs.
Yeah.
Oh,
I forgot
oh
the pigs
shit.
First.
Yeah. Family don't associate with that. No, it's
okay.
Aoife just goes, I didn't get to the pig's part.
I forgot.
Yeah.
My mom didn't
this?
Know the pig's part.
Oh, they were,
oh she didn't know.
There was bits left in the pig. That's yeah. how they found out.
That's how they proved that.
Yeah, but it was the mother who's the daughter's husband.
Uh-huh.
So the daughter went... To the Gardaí.
To the Gardaí.
Multiple.
And she was said, like, hey, there's something shitty going on.
Oh, God. Good for her. A woman scorned, man. Like,
oh, yeah.
Fucking watch
totally.
It.
Yeah. So she brought out a book. And now it said, hey, fuck you.
Oh, my
tell
God.
You all about it.
It was like a diary?
I can't remember. Our family walked at us.
And so she's in jail now? She's gone.
She's in jail.
She's
now.
Out. And she's like, I'm right here.
Just murder. The wife was done for murder.
Yeah.
The daughter's husband was done for manslaughter.
Uh-huh.
I will find out the name of the book.
Okay.
Because I have it.
Okay, great.
Yeah.
And I'll come right. up.
I'm
and
not
like,
going to read it.
Shout it at you.
I love it. That's
you guys,
great.
This is an amazing 7-part series right now that we have.
Give us a round of
Let's
applause.
Hear it with all of Jesus Christ.
Oh,
you
thank you. Oh, my Let God.
Me. We'll call you guys later.
Oh. That could have been a fucking
oh
clusterfuck. And it wasn't, and I'm so grateful for that. I'm sweating a little extra.
I love that they came up and they had less information than Aoife did. Fuck yes. That's what it's all about. It would have been cool
great.
If we'd get like 30 people on the stage just milling around of like, well, I've heard this story. I would like to say this and that.
You forgot the part of the pig, the chickens. You forgot the chickens.
Did you just pick seven people?
This way, yeah. No, no,
holy
wait.
Shit.
Oh, no, her. I'm sorry. Fuck, I'm never doing this again. Sorry. This is why I don't do this. I'm sorry. I'm going to hug her after the show. Hi.
Hi. Hi, what's your name? Hi, Crystal. Here,
hi,
come over here.
Krista?
Crystal.
Crystal.
You have to take center stage.
Come out here with your fabulous pants.
Hi.
Hi.
Hi. Hi.
Crystal, where are you from?
I'm from Detroit.
Yeah.
Hometown.
What's up?
Show us on the thing where the... Just point.
Wrong hand.
Wrong hand.
Yep, that's where Vince always points.
Same
right
down
spot.
There?
Right down there.
Okay. Got it.
Everyone knows.
You are here. You
are here.
Okay.
Okay. Okay, what's your hometown?
So this is a family murder.
Oh, shit. Oh, wow.
Really fucked up.
She goes, I know. I know.
Okay. So it's two murders over 2 years. Well, several murders. Whatever the case.
Seven?
Several.
Okay. Two or seven?
Oh, several. Okay. I thought you said seven.
So it starts with 1 year, my cousin, on his birthday. He's like an amazing artist. Whatever, he's celebrating, it's amazing. And then my cousin, who's a police officer, gets a call like, oh, there's a body in the river. And she goes, investigates, they pull the body out, it's my cousin.
Oh.
Wait, so the police officer...
Is my cousin.
And then had to pull their own cousin.
Is our soul, our cousin.
Sorry, and your police officer cousin is a woman?
Yes.
That's awesome. Okay.
Yes.
That's exciting. That's exciting.
Yes, that is exciting.
But also, this is horrible. Okay, also, go. Sorry.
Yes. So, they pull him out. They don't know what fucking happened. He's dead. It's awful. His roommate was with him. He's like, they're like, what happened? He's like, we were drinking. And then he's like, I want to hang out by myself. So he leaves. And then he's dead. So we're like, I don't know. Yeah. This seems sketchy.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever the case. My uncle, his dad, is like, you know what? It's hard. I don't want to fuck with it. Just let's move on.
Okay.
Fine. The next year, my cousin, his brother of the dead person, he's going to college. He's getting his master's degree. He's in Atlanta. He comes back. He's like, this is weird. Whatever the case, he does whatever he needs to do. He gets a CCW for some random reason.
What's that?
A concealed weapons license.
Oh,
okay.
So now he's
wait. When you say that he says this is weird, like his life was weird for him?
No, he wanted my uncle to investigate more what happened with his brother.
Okay.
But my uncle was like, I'm sad. My son's dead.
Yeah, he just wants to ignore it.
I just want to move on. Yeah. It's over. I don't want to investigate anymore.
Okay.
So my cousin's like, whatever. So years later, I'm at this party, not years later, a year later. I'm at a party randomly for someone I don't know. That's neither here nor there.
And was it fun?
It was funish. It was a surprise party for somebody I didn't know.
So awkward. You're like, surprise, I'm here.
Surprise.
I don't know
it
yet.
Was kind of. My friend's like, oh, we're having a party, but only four people are here. Can you come?
Oh, no.
Like, oh. It was free drinks and food.
Oh, then yes.
So I came.
Okay.
So anyway.
Okay.
So I came, it was fun, we had drinks, and I'm leaving, and my aunt calls, and she's like, hey, what are you doing? And I'm like, I'm driving to a date. She's like, well, can you pull over? And I'm like, what do you mean? She's like, no, seriously, pull over. Mm-hmm. So I pull over, turns out my other cousin, the brother of the person who died the year before, that morning, it's a Sunday, it's 3 days after Thanksgiving, he goes to the neighbor's house, he's like, knocks on the door. The neighbor wife answers. She's like, what's going on? He's like, hey, turn that music down. She's like, we're not playing any music. He's like, yes, you are. So she's like, no, I'm not. She goes to get her husband. Her husband comes back. My cousin shoots the husband.
Oh, dead. No.
On the front porch.
Oh, my
so
God.
So then he goes back into their house, and he shoots my uncle.
The uncle who didn't want to investigate?
The uncle who didn't want to investigate.
My
His
God.
Father.
His father.
His father kills him.
Yeah.
So the wife obviously calls the police. My cousin goes into the basement. They're in a standoff with the police.
Whoa.
For several hours. And then my cousin kills himself.
Wow.
Like, it's fucking awful. So my aunt's telling me this on the phone while I'm on the way to a date with this dude.
Date canceled.
No, the date wasn't canceled.
Damn! Karen's out of here.
I really needed a drink after that.
Okay, that's fair.
I'm not married, I'm divorced.
Okay. Oh my God. Yes. Okay.
It was the summer of Stevens. Not that Steven. I dated an old Steven, a young Steven, and then the third Steven that I was going on the date with, I found out that night, was fucking married.
Holy shit, so, that's a bad night.
Jesus, was it Friday the 13th?
Oh my God.
It should have been.
I mean, fuck.
It was Thanksgiving.
Is there an investigation into the first cousin, or is it just...
We never really figured out what happened. He just...
I'm so sorry.
Yeah, wow. It was really sad, but...
Yeah.
Well, I hope your family...
I broke up with that Steven, so...
To make matters worse...
So that part was good.
Oh, Crystal.
I mean, that was very healthy.
It was.
And we commend you for that.
Yeah.
Thank you. What's silver lining this shit?
Yes, what's silver lining it?
So. Yeah, Crystal. Everyone give Crystal
a... I mean, that's amazing. That's amazing. Oh my God.
Thank you.
I mean, right?
Here, I'll seal that.
Okay. Yeah, you don't get to keep that. That's not your prize for having a good hometown murder, Crystal.
I want to apologize for the fact that I clearly have a pointing issue. And just, this is how I point at one person. And I apologize to the wonderful ladies I clearly pointed at too.
No, that was a great pick.
I think we know. Sorry, I do think we know because there is someone that sent a Twitter. And it's someone, I memorized the name and then I got all caught up in my rock and roll lifestyle upstairs. It's the person who sent the tweet whose dad texted them about Ed Gein, and there's a series of texts, and they tweeted and said, we've got your hometown tonight, if you want to hear it.
I didn't know. I was like, don't tell me. Surprise me.
I kept a secret. So if you are here and you know what I'm talking about, will you come down here?
Usually there's a scream by now.
And that's a honor system, so don't try to lie your way through it once you get up here.
I think
your name is, was it Tracy? So yell if... Is it Sarah?
I think her car broke down.
Are you walking or are you just sitting in a chair yelling at me?
I don't think she's here. Oh, man. All right, pick another one.
Well, no, if she knows her name is Sarah.
I bet she's looking at the Twitter right now.
Did you?
Am I right? I don't know.
What'd they say?
I don't know. She's in the bathroom.
She's in the bathroom. Is that true? What a nightmare. Okay, don't say... Wait, before she gets back. We have to do a trick on her before she gets back. I can't think of what it is.
You go sit in her seat.
Okay. Where is it?
Oh, my God. Don't let him touch you, Karen.
Jesus, help me.
Is she really doing it?
Where is it? Right here? Is this her seat? Where is it?
Are you fucking kidding? It's real? Oh my God, I thought you guys were making a joke.
Can I slide in that? I'm not going that way. I'm going to have to put my butt in front of everybody's face. Yeah, I'll go this way.
Karen, I'm up here alone.
Oh, sorry, I forgot.
I'm going to go too. Oh my
God. George, do a type five. Oh, is that you? Shit, I was going to do a trick on you. Come with me.
Oh my God.
Oh wait, is there a way? Sasha.
Can I get a microphone?
Oh, or seat. Oh, we're still doing the trick. Georgia left.
No, I'm right here. Can I get a microphone? Where did everyone go?
Georgia, you can never leave the stage.
I feel like I'm having a nightmare.
Is that her?
I'm pretty sure I did.
Sarah, get over here right now or you are in serious trouble. Oh, she's getting her phone.
You don't need her phone.
Right? Okay, grab my hand.
Yes.
Are you going to walk us to the stage? How do we get up there fast?
Well, I can tell you that this was horrible.
I don't care if you had to pee, Sarah. If you're at a professional show, you stay in your seat the entire time. Doesn't matter.
What are the fucking chances that the one person we called up...
Yes.
The one fucking person is peeing.
The chances were 1 in 2,400. Thank you.
Yeah, that makes... I don't know math. Are you ready to tell your It's like one sip of beer less, and she would have not had to go through all of this, and neither would I have. Here, I have it, Karen, I have it.
Okay, okay.
Can I
come on, come on, look at, there she is.
Oh my god.
Oh my goodness. No, I'm just...
She's in the bathroom.
Oh, come here.
Sorry, I really had to pee.
Come.
Okay.
Sorry.
You seem so chill about all of this.
No, I'm very scared.
Okay, are you scared? Let's talk about it.
Let's talk about it.
I already peed.
You're shaking, right? It's freaky as hell.
Yeah, I kind of like that I can't see anybody.
I know. Isn't that good?
It's best.
It's good.
Wait, where are you from?
From Milwaukee, from Wauwatosa.
Milwaukee.
Born and raised.
Yes. Local.
Yes.
What street do you live on?
Not going to say.
Good, good, good call.
Because I don't want to get murdered.
That's right. Yes. That was a test.
Yes. So I'm going to tell this story through my own dad's words.
It's beautiful.
Yeah. I can't say it any better.
Okay.
So as my father.
Wait, what is he? Is he going to, are we going to know what he does for a living?
He's a psychologist.
Oh, what cool. What's his first name?
Steve.
Steve. Okay.
Steve is a psychologist.
Great.
And as a college student, before he married my mother.
What's her name?
Sandy.
Steve and Sandy.
Steve and Sandy.
Oh, yes. Steve and Sandy got married in Milwaukee.
Yes. Yeah.
Right out of college or...
Yeah, uh-huh. Right out of college.
Right out of college.
In Madison.
No.
Yep.
Yep.
They did. So my dad says, I was a volunteer at Mendota Mental Health, working with kids.
You guys go there?
Okay. Tuesdays and Thursdays.
Yeah.
Love it.
Twice a week.
The nurses brought in Halloween costumes, and we took the kids trick-or-treating to the other units.
What? Hold on.
Yeah. Yeah.
Get him on the phone right now. What?
That I could call him.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Get him on the phone.
I can.
Oh, my God.
Do you want me to keep reading it so you know the background?
Yeah, you want to tell it and then we'll call him after?
Yeah.
Okay, because that's... Okay, we'll ask him.
He's good at writing.
That's insane.
We'll have questions.
He said it was a weird year because... Someone poisoned Tylenol in Chicago.
Ooh.
It was 1982. Yes.
What?
Yes.
Yes.
So people were scared and kids were not trick-or-treating.
Oh, so take
but
him to the mental hospital.
It was the kids from the mental hospital.
Wait, what?
Yeah.
Okay, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So nurses on the other units had candy and patients would give our kids treats.
Oh,
on some units, it was too dangerous, and they would slip the candy through a security slot in the door.
Oh, my God, those children are like, I'm worse now. Those kids.
But we went on the gerontology psych unit, old people.
Old people.
I feel like this, they're like, it's scared straight, kind of.
Right. Yeah.
Like,
that was safe, and old people gave the kids Reese's Cups. We were waiting for all the old people who wanted to come give away some candy, and a nurse asked, Eddie... Do you want to give the kids some candy? And I turned around,
sorry.
And there he was.
What?
He did not want to hand out any candy.
Oh.
We said a quick hi to each other, and he asked if we would be gone soon. I said, yeah, and that was it. So kids all over the country couldn't trick-or-treat because it wasn't safe. But my kids trick-or-treated to a cannibalistic necrophile and were safe as can be. Strange
oh
world.
My God!
That was all in that, those texts?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Can we get him on the phone real quick?
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Because that was a gorgeously written series of texts.
Okay. Dad sell, it says. Huh.
Yeah, he better answer.
He better.
It's on you.
Should I put him on speakerphone?
Yes, you should.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
Come on.
Steve.
Steven. He's in the bathroom.
Friends of the family.
Let's all talk to him.
You gonna leave him a message?
Yeah, we are.
At the tone, please record your message. When you finish recording, you may hang up or press 1 for
more
options.
We're just gonna hang up.
Then we'll scream.
Steve, this is everybody at the Riverside Theater right now.
You said I could call you.
We're here.
We've got your daughter.
We've got your daughter. And we're having a great old time. Yeah. Bye.
Bye.
Thank you. That was awesome. It's okay.
Amazing.
Elvis, do you want a cookie?